Do you think that if, like, after the season, what Teddy Bridgewater's done right now, do you think someone's going to throw the farm at him?
I used to frequent a lot of bars back in my day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy a lot of shots for a lot of people. Hundreds at a time, some would say.
All right, we're 1 week away, Lou, from the awards ceremony.
Yes, we are. Save the
Bob Collins Awards Ceremony. Next week, January 26th, Sunday, 2020, with awards being conferred at 2 p.m. Is that the plan, Lou?
Wow. Commish with a cold, being very formal today.
Yes, yes, that would be the plan, as we confirmed via email and Instagram.
The door's open at noon. What can we expect at the table of meat, Lou?
Ah, you must be here to find out. Bacon right. will be featured. Bacon and hot cheese.
Bacon and hot cheese. I'll save that for a dozen gay better than that. Lou Division, I want to ask you, what was your experience of being stats master this year?
You know what? It was rather hilarious seeing the inner ego and the analness of people come out. Yes, yes. From that standpoint, I found it very, very intriguing and stupendous, to say the least.
Well, you know, Lou, you get a sock puppet. People want that sock puppet.
I know. I realize
of all the trophies in the whole world, there is not one that it says it gets your sock puppet in your likeness. Sock puppet in your likeness. There you go. It's only the Lou Sunday NFL.
The coveted sock puppet award.
That's right. So the QB rumor of the week. This is Bear News, Lou. Teddy Bridgewater to land in Chicago. What do you think of that?
Now, for those of you who can't see me, my eyebrows are squinched down, and I kind of got the, what the hell? I mean, he couldn't make it in Minnesota.
Well, did he have a brief run in New Orleans this year?
You know, and so did Trubisky had a brief run, too, this year. I mean, for crying out loud.
So you're not a Teddy Bridgewater fan?
No.
Chase Daniels going free agent March.
Good luck, Chase. Good luck, baby.
Think he's going for that starting job?
There you go.
So who will be Lou's backup come September? We don't know.
We have no idea.
So there's
Trubisky.
There you go. He'll go to Lou's favorite if he goes to the backup. Now, they've been firing everybody recently, except Nagy.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody under Nagy's been you know, they fire the offensive coordinator, they fire the quarterback's coach, they fire the offensive line coach. Wonder if Kyle Long liked him. He was Harry Heistand.
Harry Heistand, you know, now he, remember that name, folks. He's going to come back to haunt us. Whatever that name.
And assistant special teams coach Brock Ovilio.
Sounds like a salad dressing.
Yeah, it does. Olivio. Brock Olivio is his name.
A vegetarian.
Yeah. That's why he didn't make it. And finally, they fired offensive coordinator Mark Helfrich, and they hired Bill Lazor, who's been out of football for a year, Lou. And before that...
Well, what was he doing for that year?
I don't know, but it has something to do with the XFL. No. Before that, he was co-coordinator of the mighty Cincinnati Bengal offense.
Oh, very good resume. All right, bring him in.
But don't worry, Lou. Nagy will still be calling the plays.
Hey, you know, and I'm a Giants fan. I can't even root for my second team. Jesus. Unbelievable.
All right, we're to the predictions for the AFL, AFC, NFC championships.
How did I do last week?
You screwed the pooch on Saturday, but you got both Sunday games.
Okay. I know I lost one. All right.
So,
it didn't matter.
Yes, very much so. And this is the all dirty team names edition, Lou. So for the AFC, we got the titties versus the queefs. Who's going to take it?
I'm going to go with my homie,
All right, the queefs. AFC, it's the Fudge Packers versus the 69ers. Lou?
Robbie. 54-yard field goal that hits the upright and goes through for 3 points.
Robbie Gold will win that game. I'm right with you on that one, Lou. Finally, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
If you were offensive coordinator of your own life, what play would you call on fourth and inches?
The flea flicker.
Like the cheese and bacon, it doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Outstanding weekend, Go Bears!
This is the Kabish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Backup Planning Service. When you need a backup plan, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou backs up you.